Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, wherever the hell, whatever everyone's doing. You know, I can't quite get it together, but if you are here, welcome. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck episode of Looking at This, you guys, 25. Wow. Hosted by yours truly, Shirley E. Shepherd. Yay! I have to learn how to put the sound effects in. I haven't quite figured that one out yet. Anyway, welcome to the show. And again, for people that may be new to the show, Looking for My Give a Fuck is not a bad thing. I promise you, it's actually an amazing epiphany on self, you know, awareness. I like that. And I always give a little synopsis at the beginning as to where it came from and why it's here and why it's so important. And then this show is only 30 minutes, so the next 25 minutes is just me blabbing. But it's my show, so I can do that. But again, welcome. As you noticed, I have two things are going on right now. I have a little puppy, and he believes that he should be on my lap while I'm doing the show, and I don't want to yell at him right now, so I'll be nice. No, you can get on my lap. Okay. Number two, my system is in a new place, so hopefully you guys can hear me. A lot of times when I move my system into another location in the office, it tends to decide if it wants to work, if it doesn't work. So this is a tester with a new location, and if it doesn't work, I will know I will know pretty much shortly thereafter. My dog is still biting me. Must be a great morning. Anyway, I wanted to indicate, if you haven't noticed already, my show has changed to 9 o'clock. Why have I done that? Well, honestly, I did it for a reason, because there is a show that I really... Sorry about this. There's a show, Mary Had a Little Cancer, that's on Blog Talk Radio, and it's at 11 o'clock. And it's a great show, and it has a great meaning in reference to sharing her journey with her cancer diagnosis. Actually, she's on diagnosis, cancer number two. And we talked at one time, and she had always thought about doing her show, and I've encouraged her. And so, therefore, when you encourage someone to do something, you know, it's always nice to watch it and see how they're doing or help them through it. I've been doing these shows for years. I've been doing business shows. This is my first show where I just technically just don't give a fuck. And this is my show. This show has a whole different meaning when it comes to sharing. I mean, there's really no format. It's just me. And that's okay. However, what Mary Hopkins is doing on her show is, Mary Has a Little Cancer. Again, it's 11 o'clock on Sundays. I think that's Pacific Standard Time and whatever time on the East Coast. I'll figure that out. But anyway, her journey is about her journey, but she also talks about the history of cancer, and she also shares things about treatment, and she also has people that come on the show and share their stories. And to me, that is fundamentally just an imperative thing for me to be a part of and listen to, because so many people I know have had cancer, and things are happening with the world in general with that big C word. So having an informational show that I can relate to, and I believe others can, it's more important for me to support that than to say I have to have, you know, the 11 o'clock spot, which she has it. And by the way, a lot of times my shows are at 11 o'clock because, as most of you know, I really have a heavy, heavy, heavy thought process and love for angels. So 11:11, 1:11, those are my times. I do kind of all things, including shows, or I get reminders every day. So, and if you don't know anything about angelic numbers, look it up, because people have different definitions. But for me, it just reminds me that everything I need is presently at my fingertips. So that's why those times are so important. However, you know, Mary's doing a show, and it's about cancer. And sometimes those angels need to be with me and within everyone else, but sometimes you just got to be unselfish to help others. and, you know, looking for my give a fuck. I'm sure my angels, my angels are like, okay, help that child. She can't even find, you know, her purpose, right? Sorry, I'm struggling with my dog this morning, and I'm not sure. Oh, I know why. He can't go outside because it's raining. Oh, speaking of raining, for all my family on the East Coast, it has been raining, 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 but we're on a hill. Our hill must be cemented in, based, because it hasn't moved. We haven't moved, so we're real good. Nothing has flooded. We're lucky, because usually something happens, and again, that's not happening this time. I apologize for, again, being a little distracted. For two reasons. Number one, the dog. And number two, I just remembered I changed this location so the dog wants to know what's going on. In a minute, I'm about to put him out there because I need to do the show. The show is important this morning. Sorry for the pause, everyone. I do apologize. This is live, though, right? Hold on. There's one thing my dog is afraid of, and it's the doggy broom. I don't hit him with it, but I scare him with it. Hopefully that'll help. Okay. Well, today I did something weird. I changed my show from 11 to 9. Yeah, you thought about it. And I did it within minutes. I just woke up at 8. So I do apologize for the craziness. But more importantly, I did it. And let's get to the essence of the purpose of the show. In addition to understanding how important it is to do something that's on your heart. A lot of us forget to do that, or we get scared. Or we, I apologize, this dog is doing things that I'm going to have to really give him a spanking. Anyway, we think of things and we don't do things. And I used to be that type of person with my type A personality. I would say, okay, I'm going to do this, but I have to make sure it's perfect before I would execute. And sometimes that can hold up a lot of stuff. Hold on, let me show the dog. Okay. I apologize, everyone. So this morning I got up, I made a change, and some people might think, oh my God, you know, how can you do that? Well, if I'm doing a show that's about me, looking for my give a fuck, I can kind of do what I need to do and, you know, shit, make shit happen, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I'm trying to kind of correlate it into what the show is about and how doing something that's on your heart is important. So let me go back to the beginning as to looking for my give a fuck and where it comes from and what it's about and the you know, the purpose of the show, the 30-minute kind of fun, I call it. Kind of like, what is it like? I don't know. Anyway, this book is really inspired by Eckhart Tolle. Gosh, my dog. A New Earth. What is it called? Wait a minute. I am a little off today, and I completely apologize. Anyway, it's about his most recent book, and it's about, I think it's called, I can't get it together. I apologize. It's in your, and it's the purpose of your life, and looking at how you do things and why you do things, and where they, you know, the instant trigger as to why do we, get it back together. Okay. It looks at really our default responses to many things and why and where did it come from. Not going into heavy counseling to figure that out, but just looking at all of a sudden when there's an instantaneous reaction to something. And you happen to stop for a minute and say, shit, where did that come from? I mean, I didn't look into that. And how come I said that? Or how come I'm always going to the left when they talk about, this topic or that topic? You know, why is it always a default when I talk about race? Or color or creed or rich or poor? You know, what does that mean? You know, why is that happening? Where did it come from? So anyway, this particular book is an amazing book, and it's called, again, what is it? The New Earth. It's can we talk again today? Ooh, I should have practiced. it's by Eckhart Tolle, and he has several books. But this particular one just really gives you the tools to look at, you know, we are driven by our ego, right? And sometimes that ego can lead to things such as anger, jealousy, and unhappiness. And I was looking into this book because, and again, the story will go, I apologize. I've never had to do this ever on my show, but if I don't do this, it's going to be a problem. I must take my dog to his own doggy place. Give me 1 second. Okay, okay, I apologize. My dog has his own room and he needs to be there. Okay, get it together. Reset. Okay, talking about the ego and how that ego can sometimes lead us in directions that we don't want to go into, and we don't even know why or how we got to that direction, or the purpose of it. We know nothing. We just act on it. And then we start having conversations with family and friends and so on and so forth. They'll be like, hey, that's what Uncle Pookie used to do in him. That's what your grandma used to do. That's what your cousin used to do, you know. So you begin to find out there's patterns. And then you begin to look at the history of the patterns. And sometimes they're just defaulted just because, you know, our parents didn't know any better at the time. Or we did things we didn't know any better. And then there's there is a consciousness of a family saying, wait a minute. This seems like it's a pattern, addiction, negativity, hatred, bigotry. It just seems like it just defaults, you know, now that we're a little more aware of what we're saying, or that, you know, using social media, everyone will give their opinion as to what they believe you are saying, which gives you kind of like a reflection as to how your words may sound on others' ears, you know, how it comes across. Again, I wouldn't trust social media responses to any of my posts to be law, but it does allow you to look at, wow, maybe the way I worded that or the tone in that particular post or tweet came off a certain way. So you are forced to, if you engage with your self-growth, to look into, wait, what am I conjuring up when I say this, or what did I conjure up, or how did I just say that, you know? And again, this is not about 20 years of counseling and figuring it out and going to the id and the ego and all that deep. No, it's about just having that moment. And, you know, as we've gotten older, I'll be old this year. But anyway, as you get older, you begin to realize that, you know, you slow down just a little bit. Like, for instance, in traffic, instead of me having a complete, mental breakdown, when I get upset or something, I now slow down and go, why did I do that? And it has nothing to do with the traffic. It has everything to do with something that I have already have embedded just in a response. You know, and the older you get, the more opportunity you get to realize, and you get to kind of think about how things came into play in your body and just in your soul and your consciousness and who you are. That does not mean you want to do a quick shift and you hate stuff. No, a lot of people have said that when they awaken, they want to get rid of the bad. Well, I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, because we the way I look at it, we are a totality of good, bad, and different. Sometimes things awaken and other parts of our bodies sleep. You know, like this morning I woke up and my right arm was, you know, numb. That doesn't mean the rest of my body didn't work, right? It was numb because I slept on it, people. Anyway, so that's really, you know, what this show is about and why it's important. So every Sunday I just kind of get on and I vibe on that, because I, you know, realize some things that I may have done or some things I may have thought. And I use this platform to just, you know, speak out on it. And then, you know, able to look back or listen back a few years and go, oh my God, I was on something, or I wasn't not on something. I was on to something. This is one show that I'm going to mark as do not use for sample. Anyway, real quick, I was going to talk about 15 minutes ago, now that we're 16 minutes into the show, I was going to talk about where this whole concept came about, and I'll do that briefly because it's a great story. Anyway, my brother and my brother's a genius, my mom's a genius times two. We are in the kitchen in my mom's home, downstairs in the nook, and everyone, they're having conversation, and I'm trying to insert my opinion in reference to Democrats, right? And I have just recently reassigned myself to conservatism and or the Republican Party, minus all that other drama, just conservatism. And I've done that because, you know, I own a lot of businesses, and I've been, we'll talk about another show. Anyway, so we're having conversation, and I'm not really having conversation. Everything I say, my mother and brother are just like gagging, boom, boom, boom. So I began to look under the table at this little nook that we're all sitting. You have to understand, we're damn near sitting on top of each other. That's how close the situation is. And if you know my mom, you know, if she doesn't like what you said, that she could just like, bam, boom, but she won't. I mean, but, you know, I wasn't going to be smart. I wasn't going to like stand up and like conservatism. I was a little scared. That's what it was, I'm a little scared. And so I look under the table, and my brother goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm looking for my give a fuck. And again, it was, first of all, we really did laugh, and then it led us into a new conversation. And the conversation was like, why do we have this default argument when it comes to being a Democrat or a liberal? And then how come we tend to kick out others that think differently? So it was really, really a great conversation. I still want everyone to know that I did not, I was pretty much under the table the whole day, the whole morning. But anyway, thereafter, my brother, the next day, he brought me this book by Eckhart Tolle. And again, even though I messed up the name 100 times, thank God for Google searches. So, you know, look under Unmure. And I don't know why I cannot find it. My brain. Anyway, I started to read it. In fact, I got it on audio, so I listened to it in my car. And I said, wow, some of these defaults, they're not even mine. And then the power of that is determining, what am I going to take with me as a part of my totality? And what I mean by that is, what am I going to strengthen to better my way of reacting to life? And it's a little different than, I'm going to call my mom and ask why she did this to me. It's just, what am I going to strengthen to make me a better person? And one thing I did, which is so funny, and I did send a link out to a couple people, is I decided to listen to a friend's show, and it's at 10 in the morning. You guys probably are like, well, what's going on, Shirley? Are you having a love fest with Blog Talk Radio? Well, 10 in the morning, a friend of mine started that show many years ago, I think maybe 10, 15 years ago, maybe, yeah. And there's been a lot of changes in that show. But one thing I know about the individual who started it and the show within itself, that no matter the craziness, there was always an undertone of regularity. There was always consistency. And I have to admit, consistency is the key to life. The same person told me that, I lost all my screen. A person told me that, hey, in order to be successful, you need, let's be consistent. Yeah, I learned that a little late in life, but that's okay. Anyway, so like I said, I really wanted to, I had to get my balls. I was going through some things when it came to professional decision-making, so on and so forth. So I did look for that consistency. Believe it or not, if you are consistent, no matter what, if you stay that way and you have planted in a person's mind the keys to consistency, you'll never know when they not only test it but need it. So I say that to say I started listening to the show again, and I got my balls back. And I also, it really did resonate that the person that said consistency is key is still consistent. So in addition to me going back to get that, you know, maybe I was actually going back to see if that person was really consistent, and that person was, which really, really allowed me to step up my do as I say, seriously, not as others say and then think about it, right? So that has been a really, really interesting show. If you don't like vulgar or arguing or love fest or hate fest or race fest or whatever they call it, do not listen to the show. It's Kings in the Morning. I think it's on Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 10. I used to be able to listen to it much more live, but now I get at least an hour in. It's a 2-hour show. You'll find out that other people on that show have shows too, and it's remarkable. Some days you'll listen, you'll think they really do hate each other, and at that moment they probably do. But there's some growth that goes on in that show, and it's just amazing. But more importantly, if you're really looking for being successful, you have to learn how to deal with all types of people and to accept them for who they are and where they are and be consistent with that. And that's what I learned from that show. And outside of what I was dealing with professionally, I had to say, how come people are not at my level? Which doesn't mean a great level, but an understanding about how I feel about the law or how I feel about my jewelry line or whatever, you know. It's just, I was upset because people did not give things that I was doing the respect that I would give it. And then I had to learn that's not their duty. It's my duty to stay consistent with my respect and my honor for what I do and for others to, in my space and place, respect it and to only work with people that have at least the element of that wanting to work, you know, beside you, you know, consistently, and or has the desire to just do the best that it can. And a lot of us are kind of getting a little lazy on that, but that's another story. So anyway, so that's what this show is really about. It's about family coming together, and there's this default thing, we are all Democrats just because. and I question the status quo. And I'm glad I did, because conversations are coming out. In fact, you know, I have to put this in there, but I'll say it quietly because my mom's not in the mood right now to talk about it. Y'all go after Trump. Now, he's not my favorite, but I'm saying y'all go after Trump. And when Biden has the same situation, you know what my mama told me? I don't care. Trump's still new. I'm sure that, what did she say? Trump was aware of the documents, you know, the confidential documents that they confiscated, and that Biden was probably not aware of it, and that she said the Republicans planted those documents. We have a long way to go when it comes to hearing and discussions and talking to each other about differences. But she's my mama. So I'm just going to be like, yes, ma'am. You see it your way, right? I had a couple of notes because last week there was a discussion, and again, I'm just having a Blog Talk Radio love fest right now, and there was a discussion by the host that just really reminded us in a hardcore way, hey, you guys, you're going to die. And there was a purpose for that, but it was just, boom, I'm just going to put that out there for all of you who think that you're not. Now, before, this person would say something to the effect of, you know, we're not going to get out of here. No one gets out of here alive, which kind of, you know, hit me better. I was like, okay, maybe I can beat the odds, right? And then, you know, he says, ah, you ain't getting out, you know, it ain't happening. Everybody's going to die. And for some reason, it triggered something in me. I'm not going to lie. It's like, well, shit, if that's the case, why am I working so hard? I mean, I just went into this thing. Well, why am I doing this? I have more bad days than good days. If I'm going to die, why, you know? And it wasn't like, well, why should I, you know, why, you know, just give up? No. I was looking at my dog, and it started saying, wait a minute. Where did this come from that I'm afraid of even hearing the truth about death? Seriously. I was like, oh, shit. Wait, where did this come from? Why are we afraid? Why do people go to church on Sunday or however they may praise that they believe and skip the part about dying? Well, I know that when I was a Christian for a couple of minutes, and by the way, I think I did a show and I talked about meeting people on New Year's Eve that really helped me understand that my relationship with whoever I want to call it is my own. So if I don't say God or I say it like in a third party thing, that is not being disrespectful whatsoever. I just have a different name and a different relationship with God. But when I was that Christian, everyone was afraid to go to hell, right? And so people are really trying their best, and I think they're saying now, to live well, to live life according to what political, spiritual rules govern, okay? I mean, but we're all afraid of death if we all think that we're going to hell, because I have yet to find someone that's completely perfect, including, from my one understanding, Jesus Christ. I don't think perfection was the key there. So I started thinking, well, where did it come from that we are afraid to die? Again, this is not being a situation where, oh, suicide attempts. No. Because if we had this conversation, true conversation about life and death, would every minute of our living be different or in vain? Would we be living trying to live up to the status quo of our religion or spiritual beliefs? Or would we just focus on the moment and be, be courteous to others? I mean, I don't know. I know we all read these books, people on their deathbed. These are the things, people that are on their deathbed, the last thing they say is, I would rather be working. Or, you know, they always have these, what are they called? In hindsight in hindsight type of reactions to life and then dying. And then I happened to watch a very good friend of mine take her last breath when she had cancer. And I'm just having that thought in my mind right this moment, because I never really thought about it until this moment. From the day she found out she had cancer, and 6 years later, she never looked like she had cancer. She, in fact, was prettier than all of us every day. And she always believed she was going to beat it. And I believe those 6 years she did. And I'm sharing this because now I'm thinking, as people, caregivers, tend to understand when someone's in hospice, how, when someone is in hospice, how their breathing apparatus tends to change. So we got a call, and it was time for us to say goodbye. So I kind of went with my other best friend, and we get to the house, and my best friend that was dying at the time, she's Mexican. And there are a lot of rituals when it comes to her family. And one of the rituals, I guess I did something really stupid. I stood at the foot of the bed for a moment, only did it for a minute because I was trying to get around to where she was. Well, according to that, I was not allowing the spirit to come through, whatever. I got cussed out in some type of language, but, you know, hey, what could I do? So my friend and I, we whispered, you know, sweet nothings in her ear. And let me tell you guys, she was sitting up there with her pink, fluffy, like, gown, and she had her tiara on, and she had her nails done and her makeup on. Oh, honey. I was like, ain't this a bitch? She looked good on death, right? And then we whispered in her ear some crazy shit, you know, that we couldn't let the whole family know about because we've been partying for years. And she, it was like she started to choke a little bit. And then we looked, and for the first time we saw this calmness that it just came over her. She was calm. It's as if we watched this weight be lifted off of her. And again, I'm thinking about that moment right now because, as I said, you know, going back, you're like, what are you doing here? A friend of mine stated, hey, on his show, we're all going to die. Just get that out there. And it was a reason for it. Again, it wasn't being cold-blooded with some Jim Jones shit. It was a reason. And then I afterwards started thinking, wait a minute, how come that bothered me? And then I took a walk with my dog, and I said, wait a minute, why are we so afraid of this? Well, you know, when I went to church, everyone was talking about hell, so they were afraid to die because they wouldn't be perfect on earth not to go to hell. Okay. And then I watched my best friend pass with that last breath. And instantaneously, lightness came over. But when you do cross over, it's a very heavy body, but I saw a light. She was afraid to die too. But it seemed as it began to happen, it was just like this glory of, I don't know, it was a portal of life. As we thought death, it was like a portal of her life. That's what this show is about. It's about looking for my give a fuck. It's about, why did that statement trigger in me? What did it trigger? Why did I get frightened about I'm going to die? Well, a lot of us are trying to stay alive, stay young, you know, wrinkles. Don't get it twisted. I don't do well with wrinkles. I have some, though, right? Well, we all are looking for this fountain of youth. We all are afraid to let people who are better than us and younger than us to stand, you know, on top of us and continue to grow with greatness, where we know that we're going to portal out into somewhere else. But instead, we hold on to it. I want to be the greatest. I want to be the prettiest. I want to be this. I want to be that. And then all that built up just recently. And I thought about a beautiful person on earth inside and out that portaled into a beautiful place, apparently, because everything changed. And I didn't screw up her right to go to heaven because I sat at the foot of the bed. They said I did. But it was a beautiful thing. No, this is not about, hey, suicide. No, this is about understanding death, understanding there may be something beautiful. It has to be because it's taken away, right? But also it tells us to honor their moment. whatever way you possibly can. I don't know. And we'll figure it out next week. Until then, you guys make great memories and have a great week. I'm looking forward to the next show. Mary Had a Little Cancer, 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day. Have a great week. Bye.